Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sam Norwood is here. Sam's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and he's helping us manage our capital and keep our make sure that we're using our precious two nickels that we rub together to run our business, that we hang on to them as long as we can. Sam, another thing that I know you want to talk about is people.
Yep.
Renting people?
Yes, rent people. But the world has changed a lot in the last 20 years. There are more people out there who would prefer to not be an employee and would prefer to be contract employees or work with a staffing outfit, mm-hmm. that is injected, and they utilize what they know and bring that to the business owner's benefit. And when the business owner, when you need them, you use them. When you don't need them, then you say thank you very much, and mm-hmm. that individual moves on to work for another company for a while. And yes, it costs a little more to get somebody.
And you have to have, well, and it requires a certain business model. It's not for every business model.
Yeah. Now, for where you need people absolutely full time, month after month and year after year,
and you need and you benefit from the knowledge they gain about the industry and yep. all that. We're not talking about all businesses, all assignments.
Yeah, and for so your management, for the most part, you need to hire. Okay, but the worker persons and certain expertise, you can rent them. And
many people will fly today on a Delta or United or some other airline, and the people who are flying that airplane and who are manning the airplane, the crew, will not be employees of Delta or United.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a good example.
Yeah.
Consider this, Jim. You know,
there are people, there are organizations that lease those teams, those crews, to these companies, right?
They do. And certain types of expertise, for example, we had a partnership called Tatum that's been sold and is now part of Randstad, which is a worldwide staffing organization. But what we did was rent out chief financial officers. You bring in for a small business, sometimes you need a chief financial officer only two or three days a week. So that same individual can work for two companies, maybe even three at the same time, and provide the heft, the horsepower that is needed as a chief financial officer without the cost of a full-time person. Also, when you need expertise of a certain type, you rent that expertise. You would be amazed at knowing how many people age, let's say, 50 and up, who have a world of experience, who find that it's difficult for a company to hire them. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants the youngsters, but the oldsters have energy and experience and knowledge and expertise that is largely untapped. And so they are also a workforce, potential workforce, that can bring you what you need when you need it.
And let me come at it from the other direction, the young mm-hmm. direction. Hire or bring on board the interns.
Yep.
You know, Sam, when you and I were pups, if we were interns, we would say, okay, sir, how do you want your coffee, right? But
exactly.
But today, these interns show up, they're ready to work, they're ready to sit at a computer and do work, and I always pay my interns minimum wage, at least.
Yeah.
But my point is, you can get some pretty darn good fill in the gaps employees through interns. We use them all the time here in our company.
Interns and also at the other end, part time oldsters.
Right.
Maybe use them two, three days a week, or maybe you use them for three or four months a year.
Sam,
if you have a seasonal business.
We have to point out, though, and I've got to wrap up in a little bit, but
yep.
we have to point out somebody's got to pay their payroll withholding tax.
Exactly.
If paying it, make sure somebody else is. Otherwise, you're going to get yourself into a bind with the IRS.
Absolutely. So let's talk just for a second here about
20 seconds.
Another thing you rent out is your payroll processing.
Right.
Paychecks and others will handle all that
for
you.
Lots of companies out there
will
do that for you. Yeah, a lot of
good
companies out there. Hey, Sam, I got to wrap it up. Norwood Analytics, right?
NorwoodAnalytics.com.
Check it out. Thanks, Sam. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. I enjoyed it.
Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Leave it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.